Lights, camera, innovation. Walt Disney Studios chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to transform the movie-making process. Together, we kept a remote production hub in Hawaii in sync with a team in California to bring Lilo and Stitch to theaters this summer. This is picture-perfect collaboration. This is Walt Disney Studios with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
After 38 weeks, 380 games and too many goals to count, the Premier League is coming to an end. And for Liverpool, it is their time to shine, having already bagged the trophy last month. And to get us ready for the final, our pals at Off the Ball are throwing a big live event tonight at the Goat Bar in Goatstown. And to tell us all about it is Adrian Barry. He's in the studio right now. Yes. Welcome to the show, Adrian.
Brian,
Adrian, welcome to 98FM. We love sports here. It's not GAA, it's soccer.
You're lapping it up.
Adrian, before we start, are you a Liverpool fan?
I am a lapsed man. Manchester United fan. I gave up. It's a few years ago, in fairness. Now I just decided this team doesn't mean a whole pile to me. My mates are supporting them. I'm not that much into it. So I sort of gave up. I watch everything that goes, Brian, right?
Yeah.
Game of Tiddlywinks, I'm there. But I don't support any of the Premier League teams. Lapsed Man United fan.
You're open-minded. We exactly. Like that. Now, Adrian, Leanne has had a year of it. Her boyfriend, Sean, is a massive Liverpool fan.
Right.
You've had so much to endure all
so
season.
Much.
I have empathy for you. But some are saying this has been a long time coming for Liverpool. Adrian, do you agree?
No. In the grand scheme of things for Liverpool, no. They only won it a few years ago. So not that bad in that regard. Like, it's been such an interesting year. New manager comes in. The last guy was like one of the greatest managers of all time, such a natural fit, Jurgen Klopp, sort of got a bit burnt out, came to an end, thought I need to get out of here, has gone to work for Red Bull Football. That's a whole other story. And the new guy comes in, Arne Slot. So you'll remember the chant at the end of last season, Jurgen Klopp is on the pitch. The new manager hasn't been confirmed. He gets the whole of Anfield singing Arne Slot song. I'm not going to try and attempt that for you this morning. You want to keep listeners? So he gets all the fans sing the Arne Slot song. But no, everybody's a bit uncertain because, like, managers come and go all the time. Mm. You know, Ruben Amorim comes into Manchester United 6 or 7 months ago, you know, in November. And I'm sure you were paying close attention to events last night.
Always.
but yeah, a lot of calls for him to leave now. So it doesn't work out often for new managers. It certainly doesn't work out that quickly, generally, for managers. But it's been a hand-in-glove situation for Arne Slot.
So much drama in football.
There really is. I think you might like
it. It's hard to keep up.
You should have seen the quotes from the players last night, right, after the game. You know, normally they come off, they give the platitudes, right? You know, tough game. Mm. Tottenham are a decent team. You know, was kind of going against it. Like, they were having proper pops at the manager last night.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
You really would.
Meow.
I saw that the trophy's been engraved as well already, which is very exciting. Is it unusual for a team to have the trophy secured weeks before the final?
Yeah, it would be, yeah. We've had some great drama over the last few years. We've had, like, you know, Liverpool getting to, what was it, 99 points or whatever it was, and still not winning the league, which would have won it in any other season before that. So it would be unusual. And it has, like, burst the bubble a little bit of the Premier League. You have no drama at the top. We know exactly who's going to win.
Yeah.
And we've known that, realistically, to be honest, for months. Like, barring an implosion, that's what was going to happen. It was sort of inevitable. The stuff at the other end, the bottom three teams were so crap. We knew that. Mm. So there was no drama. Normally you get a little bit of, like, you know, we know two teams, but one is still to be decided. So that had sort of burst the bubble. And then the only thing that's sort of there, if you're a bit of a football geek, there's like, you know, European places. And there's still a little bit of that going into this weekend. But Liverpool have certainly improved a little bit, certainly surprised under the new manager. But all the other teams, like Tottenham and Man United, who were in the Europa League final last night, had were the top two, the bottom two positions who avoided relegation in the Premier League. So like, the bottom fell out of it, really, for them, I suppose, in a lot of ways. Man City weren't there. Chelsea weren't there. There was nobody really pushing them. It was an easy one for them, Leanne, is what I'm saying. Your boyfriend shouldn't be taking too much Lee and all this.
Well, listen, Roy Keane has got involved.
Yeah.
You better listen up. He's accused Liverpool of switching off since they know they've won already. He says they are... I find this so catchy and bitchy. He said they are irritating him. So, Adrian, does Roy Keane have a point?
Jeez, am I going to agree with Roy Keane here? Is this
are you?
Most controversial thing? He probably has. And it's totally legit. The manager, do you know your man Wayne Lineker?
Yes.
Where is he? Marbella?
Yes, he does all the Ocean
Ibiza.
Beach.
Yeah, Ibiza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ibiza, yes.
So the Liverpool manager was out with that place the
other
week.
It's fabulous. I've been there numerous times.
In the middle of a season, you never see that.
Like, you
he's
don't
out,
do that.
The DJ's giving it the big one. Arne Slot is coming out and the sort of crowd are going a bit mad. You never see that before the Premier League season is over. So have they switched off? Of course they have. And have they... Is that okay? Of course it is. They have nothing else. To, you know, they're not involved. They had a classic in Europe a few weeks ago and they ended up getting knocked out. Mm-hmm. They had nothing else to play for. Roy, you know, Roy has an issue with Liverpool anyway, let's face it, from his Man United days.
Is Roy Keane right? Are you agreeing with him?
Yeah, he's 100% right.
There we are.
He blames them and I'm like, free pass.
Yeah. You guys at Off The Ball love a live show. You have a Premier League wrap-up show tonight. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so it's in the Goat in South Dublin. I looked up the address, thought it was Goatstown, but it's Stillorgan. You know, that sort of, who knew?
Okay, that general
new
direction.
New bit of information.
Right.
It's going to be a bit of a Liverpool celebration. Steve McMahon is there. Huge part of that, like, big Liverpool team in the 1980s where all that success was. You know, three league titles, two FA Cups. One of these sort of very much of the 1980s, big, tough tackling kind of midfielder. So be looking forward to chatting to him. Richard Dunne is going to be there. Republic of Ireland legend. Glenn Whelan is going to be there. Republic of Ireland legend. Legend of football special. Doors at 7 o'clock. It'll kick off at 7:30. If you go onto our Insta page, it's probably the best place. Link in bio, as they say.
Great. And for anyone looking to get tickets for tonight, would you suggest they go to the Instagram page again?
Yeah, head along there, Brian, and pick them up. They're like 10 quid. So, brilliant.
Perfect.
Value.
Adrian, do you fancy staying with us and giving Leanne a bit of a Liverpool
Whatever
quiz?
You need. Yeah, I'm up for it.
I love that as well.
Bring it on.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
We're going to get quizzical. Let's get quizzical.
That's
later today.
On 12 o'clock afterwards. But a quiz coming up in the next few minutes as well. We are joined in studio by Adrian Barry from Off The Ball. They are throwing a big live event tonight at the Goat Bar, which we found out is actually Stillorgan and not Goatstown.
Yes.
This morning, which is interesting. We also asked you the question, who did Arne Slot replace to become Liverpool manager this season for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the live event this evening? The answer, of course, is Jurgen Klopp, and congratulations to Paddy in Swords, who's won the pair of tickets.
Even I knew that. Now, Adrian, as we said earlier, Leanne's knowledge of Liverpool is top because her boyfriend Sean has forced her to watch all the matches all season. But you know, I'm thinking, let's put it to the test.
Let's do it. This is not really so much a Liverpool quiz, Brian, I don't think. So much as like a relationship test.
I think you're right.
Actually, yes, like, that is correct. Also, I will say, every match that we watch is pretty much like a quiz anyways.
Okay.
So I feel like I should be prepared for this.
So, Adrian, if she doesn't pass the test, she's to dump her boyfriend.
I think that's where we're
thinking.
Right. The relationship is on the line.
No jeopardy.
You could be single in 2 minutes. Adrian, in your own time.
On the plus side, if you do get all three questions right, you're going to win a chocolate bar from the 98 FM vending machine.
Oh!
So, you know, either lose your boyfriend or gain a bar of chocolate early on.
It's all to play for. Let's go.
Question number one. In what year did Liverpool last win the Premier League before this 24-25 title? Now, I'm going to give you an A or B in each of these. So we'll narrow down the options. Is it A, the 2018-19 season, or B, the 2019-20 season?
It was 2019-20 season.
Correct. One out of one.
Well done.
The relationship is still alive for
still
now.
Still alive.
Come on, we got
for
this.
Now.
Question two. Who was Liverpool's manager when they won their first ever Premier League title? Was it A, Brendan Rodgers, or B, Jurgen Klopp?
Their first ever
Premier League title. Brendan Rodgers or Jurgen Klopp?
I'm going to say Brendan Rodgers.
We're one from two. That's incorrect, Leanne.
No!
Jurgen Klopp was the answer.
Was it?
Yes.
We're all in on question three here.
Okay, can I redeem myself? Yeah. Can I get like half a chocolate bar?
This could be. Okay, question number three. Who holds the record for the most goals scored in a single Premier League season for Liverpool? Is it A, Mo Salah, or B, Michael Owen? We have hands in the air.
I'm going to say Mo Salah.
And you're going to be correct.
Yes!
Yay! I would have thought Michael Owen.
And I actually didn't even need an A or B for that one.
I could see. I could see the second I said Mo Salah.
Give me my moment right now. Guys, two out of three. What does that mean? Do I stay in my relationship?
Stay in your relationship. And you still get a chocolate bar.
Yay!
Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning here on 98FM. The Off The Ball Premier League wrap-up show tonight at The Goat. And check out their Instagram page and link in bio for tickets because some are still available.
Yes. Thank you, Adrian.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.
My name is Lily and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.